So this is Pernille Anker. This is a recording from the 70s in Oslo, I believe. So it's part of this Norwegian tradition called trailing, which is a kind of nonsense syllable. You know, it's kind of their equivalent of scatting.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so you put these nonsense syllables to this melody. And I just felt like that aspect of gibberish, of nonsense, reminded me a lot of this idea of childhood, you know. So that aspect of it worked very well for me. I also wanted to find something that I could fragment into little pieces and then harmonize in many different ways, right? And so this had a lot of possibilities in terms of that, because you have phrases that are 10 notes long, you have phrases that are 3 notes long, and everything in between. And so in terms of preparing for the piece, like I was doing research on the weather data and these maps, I decided to kind of make a little map for myself of just the pitch material of different phrases of the melody, and then all of the different, essentially these are modes here, so all of the different modes that you could link up with different pieces of that melody, right? And so essentially this is a chart that shows the progression through the song of all of the different little melodic fragments and various different ways of harmonizing them. And so then this, like I say, this becomes the structure for the piece in the sense that the first movement, if you will, of the piece is just this folk song, verbatim with my transcription. And then that structure is then repeated a number of times. I think we've got 7 total movements. And all of the orchestral material, all of the harmony follows that structure in terms of phrase lengths, in terms of the trajectory through the pitch of the song and all of that. The idea is that as the piece progresses, the orchestra kind of enters into this structure, plays along with the melody, and then starts to obscure it, you know. And so the material of the orchestra really is more evocative of all of these different aspects of the storm. And so that's why I say it's not so much a program as much as a collage of different sonic elements, some of which are kind of taken directly from the experience of people who would have lived there, and then are kind of abstracted out from elements of weather data and things like that. So.